For a moment Ned was speechless with shock. Who? Varys sipped his wine. If I truly need to tell you that, you are a bigger fool than Robert, and I am on the wrong side. The Lannisters? Ned said the Queen? No, I will not believe that. Not even of Cersei. She asked him not to fight. She forbade him to fight. In front of his brother, his knights, and half the court. Tell me truly, do you know any sure way to force King Robert into the melee, I ask you? Ned had a sick feeling in his gut. The eunuch had hit upon a truth. Tell Robert Baratheon he could not, should not, or must not do a thing, and it was as good as done. Even if he'd fought, who would have dared to strike the king? Varys shrugged. There were 40 riders in the melee. The Lannisters have many friends. Amidst all that chaos, with horses screaming and bones breaking and forests of myrrh waving that absurd fire sword of his, who could name it murder if some chance blow failed his grace? He went to the flagon and refilled his cup. After the deed was done, the slayer would be beside himself with grief. I can almost hear him weeping, so sad. Yet no doubt the gracious and compassionate widow would take pity, lift the poor unfortunate to his feet, and bless him with a gentle kiss of forgiveness. Good King Joffrey would have no choice but to pardon him.